This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly rundown of important health stories. And you can call us, 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm in the doctor's office. You can come directly in and pose your question or share a comment. Perhaps you had a question about the upcoming vaccine or whatever. It's all grist for the mill. On Intelligent Medicine, 877-726-8255. And here's a study from Tokyo Medical and Dental University that shows that melatonin may actually boost memory. Melatonin breaks down into certain metabolites. Here's how complicated it is. Melatonin is converted to N1-acetyl-N2-formyl-5-methoxykynurenine and N1-acetyl-5-methoxykynurenine in the brain. Okay. So if you follow me so far, you're doing pretty good. These metabolites of melatonin accumulate in the brain. In the hippocampus, that's the region important for turning experiences into memory. And they did some tests with mice, and they found that melatonin's metabolite, abbreviated AMK, can facilitate memory formation. Its effect on older mice is particularly encouraging, and that's pretty cool. So, you know, a lot of people think of melatonin, oh, you know, it helps you fall asleep. And then they take melatonin, they say, well, you know, it doesn't really help me fall asleep that much, and besides, I don't really need it. I can take other things like valerian or CBD, and so I can stop taking melatonin. But melatonin has a lot of physiologic effects besides inducing sleep or combating jet lag. And I find melatonin's a little – it's helpful sometimes for sleep, but it's not like a knockout pill. It also has cancer – fighting effects at higher doses. And there's some studies suggesting that having some melatonin on board is not a bad idea if you should come down with COVID-19, because melatonin works on the inflammasome pathway. That sounds bad. Inflammasome pathway has to do with inflammation. And by keeping that pathway under control, it may help to prevent the meltdown, the cytokine storm that afflicts some of the more seriously ill patients with COVID-19. So kind of cool, suite of activities by melatonin. 877-726-8255. We take live calls, but also people record calls on that line. So let's take one of the recorded questions. Let's hear it.
I was recently put on the medication amlodipine, high blood pressure. I had PTSD. And I was hospitalized with panic attacks. So I've since come home, and I'm still on it, 10 milligrams a day. I'm not even quite sure if I really have high blood pressure now that I'm home. That anxiety and panic has subsided. What would be an alternative to taking this drug, amlodipine, if I do have high blood pressure? Is it true that beets or beetroot powder would be an alternative? And what is the correct time of day to take the blood pressure? I really would like to get off it and take something else that's alternative. I was also told by someone that if you just stop this medication, you could die. And I don't even know if that's true. So I appreciate your thoughts on this subject. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, whenever they tell you something very alarming, like, don't stop the medication because you could die, that doesn't really help because you have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, which is already an anxiety-driven condition. And for, you know, they could say, look, you know, it's advisable. The true statement is if you have high blood pressure, it's advisable to keep taking your high blood pressure medication unless you have the approval of your doctor to taper your blood pressure medication. But, you know, I guess they just feel people are stupid or balky. So they say, if you stop taking this medication, you could die. I mean, let's keep it simple, stupid, right? So that's not really necessarily the case. I mean, there is this thing of if you stop taking a blood pressure medication, sometimes you can have rebound hypertension, but that's not particularly the case with this class of medication. This is a calcium channel blocker, and calcium channel blockers prevent calcium from triggering constriction or shutting down of the arteries. So there are natural calcium channel blockers. Magnesium is one of them, the most important physiologic calcium channel blocker, and that might be part of a program for you. It sounds like a lot of your high blood pressure is anxiety-driven. It's emotional, and you can work on that with relaxation exercises. You can work on it with biofeedback. You can work on it with a device called the Nirvana, which is something we talk about on this program, which is works on vagal tone. The vagus is responsible for the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the opposite of the fight or flight reflex. And you may want to investigate one of those units to, you know, do daily practice, you know, do 10 or 20 minutes on the Nirvana to see if that can help to kind of rejigger your involuntary nervous system, which may be responsible for spikes in blood pressure. Other things that help, I mean, I don't know too much about your diet. I don't know what your exercise level is, but, you know, in a detailed evaluation, we would examine that. If you're carrying extra weight, that would be a lucky day for you because just by losing 5 or 10% of your body weight, you could normalize your blood pressure quite easily. If you're not, if you're already thin to begin with, diet still can have an impact. And, you know, other supplements that can help blood pressure, coenzyme Q10 can help blood pressure. Chiolic aged garlic extract has been shown to be helpful for lowering blood pressure. There are a variety of things that can be taken naturally that help blood pressure. And, you know, if it's about the nerves, CBD is an excellent relaxant. It's a natural extract of hemp, which, you know, in the marijuana plant, you've got THC. You don't want that because you don't want to get stoned. But the CBD has a sort of a gentle relaxing effect without making you feel weird. And that could help you deal with the PTSD as well. And there are studies looking at the use of medical marijuana and CBD in particular for PTSD, and that might be ideal for you. So yeah, there's some natural things that you could do, but you know, obviously got to monitor your blood pressure at home. You can do this to some extent on your own, because if you monitor your blood pressure and you see that you're able to take your medication and your blood pressure is not going up, then you can segue to natural things in lieu of the medication. So there you have it. I mean, pretty common scenario. People come in, they say, you know, I've got high blood pressure. The doctor wants to put me on medication or has put me on medication. I'm not happy with the side effects of the medication. What are some of the natural things I can do? Blood pressure is very amenable to lifestyle measures and certain supplements. And, you know, hypertension sometimes really is about tension. And there's certainly that component is applicable to you. It doesn't help to tell you, like, don't stop the medication or you're going to die. That's not a message that you want to put into your nervous system. 877-726-8255 is our number. And when we return, we're going to talk about a simple test that you can perform at home to test your heart health. Also, how poor oral hygiene may actually move you in the direction of metabolic syndrome. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD oil to help my patients, but I also recommend CBD to healthy adults to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new product from Plus CBD. Plus CBD Maximum Strength Soft Gels. New Plus CBD Maximum Strength Soft Gels provide higher levels of CBD for the greatest impact on everyday health. This new product enables you to take fewer capsules to achieve an impactful level of CBD. And with pre-measured servings and no hemp flavor, Plus CBD Maximum Strength Soft Gels are a no-mess, no-fuss way to take advantage of CBD's myriad benefits. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 20% off. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we're talking a little bit about magnesium with the previous caller. You know, magnesium is great for blood pressure. It's a natural calcium channel blocker. But there's an interesting article here in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition just out. Combating COVID-19 and Building Immune Resilience, a potential role for magnesium nutrition. Now, we talk a lot about, you know, other nutrients that may be helpful for preventing respiratory infections or boosting immunity. You know about them, zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin E, etc. You know, I've produced many compendiums of nutrients that boost immunity. And you can find them at drhoffman.com. But, we tend not so much to think about magnesium as something that may have an impact on immunity or on the course of illness. Certainly helpful for blood pressure, helpful for the heart. It has an antiarrhythmic effect. It has an energy supporting effect and so on and so on. But very interesting discussion, and I'll try and boil it down for you. When you get very sick with COVID-19, often the problem is respiratory failure, and the respiratory muscles have to work overtime. And we used to see this. This is when I was in my training 30 years ago, is the patients who were on ventilators, they had trouble getting off ventilators. And then we found that they were magnesium deficient. We gave them magnesium, and it strengthened their respiratory muscles, including the diaphragm, which is a hard-working muscle. It's a muscle that, you know, unbeknownst to you, it's working 24/7 for 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years of your life. And magnesium is essential for the muscular action of the diaphragm. So it also turns out that magnesium plays a role in inflammation. Magnesium helps to lower C-reactive protein, which is a marker of inflammation. It also has an impact on inflammatory cytokines like interleukin-6, which are thought to be culprits in severe COVID-19. And in addition, and this is something that's not really recognized, and you may hear it first here on Intelligent Medicine, is that, as we know, vitamin D, very important when it comes to COVID-19. There's a lot of studies out that suggest that magnesium-deficient individuals are particularly vulnerable to COVID-19. So the solution is, like, give them more vitamin D, right? Well, it turns out even if you give vitamin D in the presence of magnesium deficiency, it doesn't do its job. And there are several steps of vitamin D metabolism which are dependent on magnesium as a cofactor. The binding of vitamin D to vitamin D binding protein, the synthesis of something called 25-hydroxyvitamin D, then the synthesis of 1,25-hydroxyvitamin D, and then the activation of vitamin D receptors. So there's several places where, even in the presence of adequate vitamin D, it doesn't do its job. And magnesium deficiency can be part of that equation. So if you're taking vitamin D, make sure you're taking some, you have some sources of magnesium. And, you know, I'll tell you, I'll repeat a personal story. I normally test the normal levels of vitamin D. And most people were walking around healthy, athletic, without serious diseases or not taking medications, diuretics, and things like that. You know, they'll probably test fairly normal levels of vitamin D. But when I was in the hospital with a broken leg, that happened in 2006, I really got hammered. And I said, could you please test me for vitamin, for magnesium levels? And they said, okay, if you want. You know, they indulged me. And to my amazement, and to their amazement, I had very low levels of vitamin, of magnesium, very low levels, because under conditions of stress, shock, blood loss, trauma, illness in general, many hospitalized patients have very low levels of magnesium. So it's important to test these patients for magnesium, give them some magnesium orally, or better yet, intravenously, because it's going to help them survive a critical illness. Very important in the management of seriously ill people. This item, if fatigue affects you, and who doesn't affect from time to time, studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25, thus increasing your fatigue. And here's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair mitochondria, the energy factories within your cells. It's NT factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half. There are already 34 clinical trials, and it also reduces some of the effects of aging. NT factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs, full-spectrum vitamin and mineral formulas, immune support formulas, targeted nutrition, and pure NT factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I've been using NT factor for years and prescribed it for my patients. A patient the other day told me that the main thing that he thinks helps him with his energy is the NT factor. He says it makes a big difference. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. You can find the NT factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or you can order direct by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to their website, ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. 877-726-8255, the number for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information, or to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuture. Farm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And according to researchers at the University Hospital in Coruña, Spain, there's an easy way to test your heart health, even during lockdown. You know, say you can't get to your cardiologist and you want an assessment of your heart health. The STAIRS test is an easy way to check your heart health. If it takes you more than 1.5 minutes to ascend 4 flights of stairs, your health is suboptimal, and it would be a good idea to consult a doctor. I would also hasten to add that if you're experiencing severe chest pain or terrible breathlessness at rest, don't do the stair test. Just go to your doctor or, you know, do a telemedicine consult. But if you want to assess whether you are in adequate cardiovascular shape, this is an easy way to do it. Patients who climb the stairs in less than 40 to 45 seconds achieved what are called 9 to 10 METs. That's equivalent to, you know, doing a stress test. And if you do 10 METs during an exercise test, you have a very low likelihood of dying, less than 1% per year or less than 10% over the next 10 years. So, you know, you can grab yourself at least a one-year insurance policy by demonstrating that you can climb the 4 flights of stairs in 40 to 45 seconds. I haven't undertaken the test myself. You may say, well, it depends on the stairs. You know, there are stairs and there are stairs. But what they say here is that standard flights involve 60 steps. I'm sorry, 15 steps. So 4 flights of stairs is 60 stairs. Which you're asked to climb at a fast pace without stopping, but also without running, and then check your time. So, you know, if you're locked down in your apartment building here in New York, I'm on the 21st floor, easy test. I can just go down the emergency exit and, you know, run up 4 flights of stairs and time myself. And, yeah, I think I'm going to pass that test. 877-726-8255, and let's take one of those recorded questions from one of our listeners.
I was wondering how much calcium or vitamin D an 80-year-old person ought to be taking. Thank you.
Okay, good question. And the first thing to remember is do not listen to the government, because the government, in its infinite wisdom, has recognized that people who are over 70 need more vitamin D. And previously, they had recommended that people, adults of all ages, take a paltry 600 international units of vitamin D, which is really not enough for anyone. For kids up to age 12 months, it's 400 international units. For ages 1 to 70, it was a one-size-fits-all, 600 international units, which is absurd and ridiculous. So they said, let's increase it. So they were extremely generous in increasing the allotment to 800 international units for people over 70, which is, again, absurdly low. The other day I was looking at a test result for actually the mother of one of my patients. He said, can I show you my mother's blood? I said, okay, fine. You know, I'll take a look at it. And she's not my patient, but, you know, like I eyeball the test results. And I said, this looks pretty good, but the vitamin D is terrible. It was 17. She said, yeah, but I'm giving my mother 1,000 international units of vitamin D. I said, well, that's not enough. It's not enough. Individuals who are over 65 or 70 can easily take 2,000 international units of vitamin D safely without toxicity, and sometimes they may require more, 5,000 even, you know, based on blood tests. Sometimes they need to take 50,000 once a week, which is the equivalent of 7,000 per day. For this lady, conservatively, I'd recommend 2,000 international units of vitamin D. Okay, that takes care of vitamin D. What about calcium? Well, calcium, it's been the opposite trend. They say, well, you've got to take 1,000, 1,200, or 1,500 milligrams of calcium per day to keep your bones strong. But studies show that that doesn't necessarily help your bones, and especially in females, for some reason, it may somewhat increase the risk for cardiovascular disease. That's controversial because some studies have exonerated calcium even at relatively high doses that doesn't end up in your arteries. One way to prevent the calcium from getting into the wrong places is by taking additional vitamin K2, which is kind of a crossing guard for calcium, keeps calcium from going to your arteries and keeps it in your bones where it belongs. But for an 80-year-old, I would recommend 600 to 800 milligrams of calcium per day. Not more. That's fine, because you're going to get some dietary calcium. It's recommended that individuals past a certain age take a total of 1,200 to 1,500 milligrams of calcium per day, but some of that's going to come from diet. So you don't need massive amounts of additional calcium that is going to go to waste and may end up in the wrong places. So that's my current recommendation to this 80-year-old. And, you know, again, the government recommendations on this have really fallen short. It's a real disservice to the public. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let me talk to you about something else that virtually everyone should be taking. It's Bio-Omega Fish Oil. They have a suite of products from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Bio-Omega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. And part of what sets Bio-Omega Fish Oil apart is that they offer multiple formulations to suit your individual needs. You can have 1,000 milligram, or if that soft gel capsule is too big, you can take a 500 milligram soft gel capsule, smaller. Or you could take an easy liquid formula for those who struggle with swallowing pills. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Bio-Omega fish oil. And I have here somewhere a study about omega-3 in pregnancy. And so let's do that now. American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, maternal dietary intake of fish and child neurodevelopment at 6 months and 1 year of age. It's a very important study because, you know, does fish oil or fish consumption, does it make your kid smarter? And I kind of joke sometimes because I do some prenatal counseling. Women who are pregnant come to see me and I say, what should I take? What should I avoid? And I say, how smart do you want your kid to be? Do you want your kid to, you know, go to, you know, a 2-year associate's degree at a community college? Do you want to go to a state college? Do you want to go to an Ivy League college? Or do you have big bucks to send them to a graduate school and they can become perpetual students and brainiacs? So they kind of laugh, and they said, you know, they always opt for, I want the smartest kid possible. I said, well, it's going to cost you big bucks. You know, graduate school is going to cost like, you know, $250,000 in 2035. So when it comes to fish consumption, here's what they found. Dietary intake of total omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids was associated with a reduced risk of delay in fine motor skills of 6 months. You want that, right? Because you want your kid to be coordinated at 6 months. And a reduced risk in fine motor skills and problem solving at 1 year. That's pretty good, because you want that 1-year-old to be solving, you know, complex calculus problems. Okay. By contrast, the dietary omega-6 to omega-3 ratio, in other words, too much omega-6 from vegetable oils, poor quality refined vegetable, you know, corn oil and soy oil, and safflower oil and sunflower oil, too much of that, not enough omega-3, was positively associated with an increased risk of delay in problem solving at 1 year. So you don't want that. You want more omega-3s, less omega-6. And what they say here is kind of interesting, because they say that there has been some controversy, because some studies have shown no benefit in maternal use of fish oil capsules to make the kid smarter. But this study shows that consumption of fish makes the kid smarter. And the concern is, well, maybe the fish has got like mercury in it, or maybe the fish has PCBs in it, and that can actually damage the kid's brains. Turns out not. Turns out that fish was beneficial. And what they say here is that it may be that fish is a delivery system for EPA and DHA, but it's also possible, and I'm quoting, the neurocognitive benefits from maternal prenatal seafood consumption accrue from more than just the omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids. Fish are rich, after all, in iodine, selenium, vitamin D, and other beneficial nutrients. Just like fruits and vegetables appear to provide health benefits that some antioxidant supplements do not, it may be that seafood is more than just a delivery system for omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids. So it's okay to eat fish oil, Mom, to eat fish. Just be careful about the fish that are particularly rich in mercury or PCBs. Source your fish carefully. Don't have too many servings of swordfish tuna, you know, the mercury-laden fish during pregnancy. But do consume fish, and consider augmenting with omega-3 supplements. I put all our for prenatal supplementation, I'm always supplementing EPA, and in particular DHA. Your kid's going to end up smarter and less likely to suffer from developmental delays. We don't want that. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. We're going to take a recorded call in just a moment, but it's important study here. Dentists, listen up. This is your moment to shine. How poor oral hygiene may result in metabolic syndrome. Okay. Interesting study done at Tokyo Medical and Dental University. They found that infection with P. gingivalis, that's the primary bacteria that causes periodontal disease, causes skeletal muscle metabolic dysfunction, which is a precursor to metabolic syndrome. Now, what's metabolic syndrome? Metabolic syndrome is what causes most of us in the United States and in the westernized world to get sick, with diabetes, heart disease, even cancer. It's related to hypertension, a bad cholesterol profile, with a high cholesterol and a low HDL and a high triglyceride. It's related to obesity, because if you got a waist circumference as a male of greater than 40 or a woman greater than 35, or even a waist-to-hip ratio of greater than 1.0 as a male or greater than 0.85, do the math, measure around your waist, measure around your hips, do the division, and if those thresholds are exceeded, you're likely to have metabolic syndrome. The other cardinal feature of metabolic syndrome is a deterioration in your blood sugar, where sometimes you don't pick it up by checking your fasting blood sugar, but you can use something called a hemoglobin A1C to get your average blood sugar. And if your hemoglobin A1C is 5.7 or greater, you've got prediabetes. If you got if it's greater than 6.2 or 6.4, you've got out and out diabetes. So metabolic syndrome, big problem, because without metabolic syndrome, many of us could live healthy lives into our 90s and beyond. But metabolic syndrome kills so many people prematurely. It's also a prime risk factor for complications of COVID-19. People have metabolic syndrome are much more likely to develop cytokine storm, end up on a ventilator, or worse, end up dead. And so it's a big deal. So periodontal bacteria appear to have an impact on weight gain and can lead to increased insulin resistance, which is a hallmark of type 2 diabetes. And so what they did here is they looked at the antibodies to P. gingivalis in the blood of patients with metabolic syndrome. They found that a lot of these patients had high antibody titers and increased insulin resistance. So then they used an animal model. They gave mice a bad diet, which is a prerequisite to developing metabolic syndrome. But by inoculating them with this bacteria, they hastened the development of metabolic syndrome. So it wasn't just the diet alone. It was the diet plus the P. gingivalis that led them to develop increased insulin resistance and fat accumulation. And so why does this happen? It may have something to do with the gut microbiome, the bacteria present in the gut, because the composition of your microbiome may impact your metabolism. So, you know, make sure you do the right thing when it comes to oral hygiene. These days, it's hard to get to a dentist. Dentists are suffering because people don't want to go in the office. But it's important to maintain your oral health because it can contribute to your risk. And conversely, if you have diabetes, if you have high blood sugar, you're more likely to harbor bacteria because sugar feeds the bacteria. So it's a vicious cycle. You know, your as your blood sugar deteriorates, your oral hygiene deteriorates, and so on. Let's take a quick question. Let's hear it.
Hi, Doc. I got joint pains in my hands. I'm a truck driver, and it's starting to really annoy me. Is there anything I can do about it?
Yeah, it sounds like you're calling in from the road. And, you know, certainly there is an element of repetitive stress injury when you're driving a truck, because there's a lot of vibration that goes in your hands. But one of the risk factors when you're a truck driver is, you know, spend a lot of time sitting and you eat at diners, you know, and roadside places, and your nutrition suffers. A lot of truck drivers are becoming aware of that. They're taking better care of themselves. They're, you know, working out and exercising and eating healthier food. But, you know, I kind of joke with patients sometimes, you know, do you walk on your knuckles? Well, no, people, only gorillas walk on their knuckles. But when you put excess weight on your lower extremities, you're going to get arthritis. But you don't really do that with your hands. But when you have fat accumulation in your body, it tends to create more inflammation. So, yes, you want to do all those lifestyle things to reduce your excess body fat. You also want to take things like fish oil and curcumin. These have anti-inflammatory effects. All right. Thanks very much for joining us. I want to wish many of our listeners a happy Hanukkah celebrating this week. Check out our website at drhoffman.com to become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. There you'll find links to podcasts. You can subscribe to our newsletter. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and download our articles. Lots more content available there.